So the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show is returning to Harrogate Convention Centre this year for the second year across the 12th and 13th of October. I'm joined in the studio today by one of the exhibitors who's going to be at the show this year for the second year. He was there last year, David Guthrie. Welcome to the studio, David.
Hi, Ben. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for coming in. You'll be hard to miss at the show this year. You are going to be there with your tent with a view. Just want to tell us, give us a bit of an overview, what Tent with a View is and how it's different from the other exhibitors that are going to be there, because you are going to stand out from the crowd.
Tent with a View is the company, because all of our places are tents with a view, but this is the Bush Rover, which is the ultimate tent with a view, sitting on top of a Land Rover above everybody else at the show. It's focused in Tanzania. It lives in Tanzania. And what it does is there are two sets of them. There's seven or eight in total. And they go out in little units of four or so into some of the greatest wildlife areas in the world, which are in Tanzania. And they can reach the places others can't, because they drive themselves into these fantastic areas, set up by a team, no clients in the driving bit, and then they become wonderful rooms with hot baths in the back of the car and lovely big rooms on top, and even a flushing loo in the passenger seat. Obviously, we want to pull people up, show them videos, show them how it works. I mean, like I say, this thing, the idea of this thing is it makes these unique, bespoke little camps away from everybody else. You know, where they would go is, in the Serengeti, it would go to a place where the great wildebeest migration happens, but perhaps 10 kilometres from the next nearest place, because it's too dodgy down there, too wet, too difficult to get out, but everyone else has to use trucks to get the big flashy kit in. We drive it in ourselves and drive it out.
So as I said before, you will definitely stand out from the crowd at the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show this year at the Convention Centre, high above the crowds, high above all the other tents at the show. Just want to tell us about, well, Tent with a View is the company and Bush Rover is obviously a product of that. But you just want to tell us a bit about how this idea sort of came about in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's when I started zillions of years ago, when I started in the safari industry, you know, Judith Chalmers was the queen of the holiday programmes, and she used to go out on safari and stay in these big flashy tents and go, wow, this is like any old camping I did when I was a youngster. And then more recently, we've got, particularly from South Africa, but I think generally around the world, there's a new trend to stick a little pop-up tent on the roof, or you flip the roof of the car up and climb up a ladder and crawl in. So we thought, why don't we do it in style? So we took a rusty old heap of a Land Rover that we had lying in the yard, and over 3 years virtually destroyed the rest of the company, spending our entire lives building this mad thing, which has came to fruition a couple of years ago.
The Bush Rover will be just one of a number of stalls at the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show when it kicks off at the Harrogate Convention Centre in 2 weeks' time. I caught up with Rachel Lewis from one of the show's sponsors, South Africa Tourism, to find out about their own stall and why they wanted to get involved with the show once again this year.
So as soon as you walk through the door, the first thing you'll see is South African Tourism. Now come and join us, and we've got a quiz that you can do that will determine your perfect itinerary in South Africa, and it'll be tailored to your preferences. So once you've done that, you can go into a draw to actually win that itinerary with flights from South African Airways. That is a massive prize. So please do come by. Last year, I think in the last 18 months, I've done about six different safaris, and every single one of them is different. And it's not about just a standard, you go out on a game drive and see animals. Every different region has different animals, and it might be that you want to just see the big five, but you might also have an interest in particular bird life. You might have an interest in some of the smaller critters like meerkats and things like that. So it's not a one size fits all, and I think it's really important to gather all that information. And coming to a show like this, there's so many talks going on. It's just really important to really gather all of that information before you go, because you might end up picking the wrong experience. And if you do that, you're not going to get as much out of your holiday as you should do.
If you're driven by doing a safari, or you have an interest in conservation, in wildlife in general, there's loads of wonderful things there. There's a brilliant girl, Holly Budge, that we work a lot with, who has a great charity, you know, helping elephants. And she is an adventurer that's skydived onto Everest and done all kinds of amazing things. And she's got a corner. She does a great thing with kids down there. So there's lots of conservation issues, you know, brought to a head there. But also most of the big safari operators are there, so there's a heck of a lot to go at.
It's what you make it, because you're coming to find out what you want to do, and that's really personal to you. So the thing about the Wildlife and Safari Show is it's going to open your world to all of the things that are on offer. It's not, you know, obviously it's not just about South Africa, although we're going to be have quite a presence. There is so much more going on, and it's all about the awareness of conservation projects. It's about opening your eyes to the wildlife around the world and all the different things that you can discover, and it's about adding to your bucket list as well.
I mean, most people are going to have a safari holiday, you know, in the pipeline at some point in their life, and this is the greatest opportunity to have a look at what it's all about.
Well, David, thanks for coming into the studio today. If you do want to find out a bit more about the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show, you can find them online at wildlifesafarishow.com. We've also got a discount on with Stray FM. If you use the code Stray FM, you can get your discounted tickets for £4 rather than £10 on the door. David, thanks again for coming in, and I'll look out for you at the show. I'm sure I won't be able to miss you.